Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
The first modern science text on intelligent design, Darwin's Black Box, celebrates new 10th anniversary edition. I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications for the Center for Science and Culture, and today we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the publication of Darwin's Black Box. 10 years ago, biochemist Michael Behe helped to launch the modern intelligent design movement when he outlined the theory of irreducible complexity in his book, Darwin's Black Box, The Biochemical Challenge to Evolution, which dared to question the basic tenets of Darwinism. Arguing that unintelligent accounts failed to explain the development of irreducibly complex systems such as blood clotting, the human immune system, and the bacterial flagellum, Darwin's Black Box was internationally reviewed in over 100 publications, and there are now a 250,000 copies in print. In the book, Behe shows that irreducibly complex system is a single system composed of several interacting parts that contribute to its basic function, and any part of such a system working improperly would render the entire system useless, an idea which cast considerable doubt on Darwinian evolutionary theory, while at the same time providing evidence for intelligent design. Since the book's appearance, evolutionary scientists have repeatedly tried to offer step-by-step Darwinian explanations of how complex systems could have evolved. Despite their efforts, there's been not a single plausible explanation offered for any of these phenomena. Indeed, the scientific argument for intelligent design is stronger than ever, despite denunciations from varying fields of the scientific community. Now, Simon & Schuster have published an updated 10th anniversary edition of Behe's seminal work with a brand new afterword by Behe himself, reflecting on the current debate. As he argues in the afterword, the past 10 years have revealed even more and greater challenges to Darwinism without solving the conundrum that his book first identified. Behe begins his afterword by discussing and irrefutably denying the scientific viability of a book authored by Robert Pennock titled Tower of Babel. In the book, Pennock claims Behe's groundbreaking scientific argument against Darwinian evolution, irreducible complexity, does nothing to hurt the credibility of Darwin's theory. Pennock, unlike Behe, is not a scientist, but a philosopher, and he attacked Behe's argument not from a scientific standpoint, but a philosophical one. In so doing, Pennock so grossly distorted the definition of irreducible complexity that in the whole of his book, the subject of biology was not even broached. Yet, as Behe points out, Pennock's book was praised by prominent Darwinian philosophers as well as the National Academy of Sciences, showing, in the words of Behe, quote, "If it serves their cause, there is no argument too zany for some Darwinian acolyte to certify," end quote. Along with Pennock, other authors critical of Darwin's Black Box have attempted to refute a number of Behe's arguments, including, among others, Brown University biologist Kenneth Miller, University of Rochester evolutionary biologist Alan Orr, and University of Chicago biologist Jerry Coyne. However, their arguments have amounted to little more than patent mischaracterizations. Clearly, over the past decade, the scientific community has hurled many denunciations at Behe's Black Box. Nevertheless, despite the burning motivation and despite the enormous progress of biochemistry in the past decade, no Darwinian evolutionary proponents have attempted to refute the arguments in Black Box on their scientific merits. In the past decade, no Darwinian account for the evolution of biochemical or cellular systems have provided a clear answer. They only provide speculation. As science continues to advance and new, exciting discoveries continually uncover the vast complexity of life, the scientific theory of intelligent design and Darwin's Black Box gain prominence. Polls show that the vast majority of the general public is already convinced of design in the universe. But majority of the science community has not yet reached that conclusion. However, Behe shows that young scientists from many disciplines are now repeatedly doing what many would have considered unthinkable a decade ago, inquiring about the scientific theory of intelligent design. And so science progresses in spite of the closed-mindedness of Darwinian dogmatists. This year marks another 10th anniversary, namely that of Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. In just 10 years, the center has gone from a handful of scientists and scholars and some part-time staff to 8 full-time staff members and over 40 fellows worldwide. Because we share this anniversary with Darwin's Black Box, we are excited to ask you to join us as we honor the author, CSC Senior Fellow Michael Behe, at the CSC's 10th anniversary dinner, Saturday, October 21st, here in downtown Seattle, in the Crystal Ballroom of the Washington Athletic Club. Behe will reflect on the growing evidence for intelligent design and share his thoughts about where intelligent design research will lead scientists in the next 10 years. We're also excited to announce that Michael Medved, nationally syndicated talk show host and intelligent design proponent, will share his thoughts on the emergence of intelligent design theory during the evening's festivities. For more information on the CSC's 10th anniversary dinner on October 21st, featuring Michael Behe and Michael Medved, visit the Discovery Institute homepage at www.discovery.org. That's discovery.org. There you can register online for the event. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Have a question about intelligent design or evolution? Email us at info@idthefuture.com. Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pinnock. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.